It's a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610.
All right.
Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Jeremy Tunsil.
Yeah.
False start.
That was a false start on me. I will actually adjust and make sure I get better about that during the course of the show.
John Lopez, Laramie Atitula.
Good God. Good God. Hey, man, y'all not paying me like Laramie Tunsil out here, though. That's one thing I'll tell you for sure. I know that for damn certain.
He rubbing off on everybody. Yeah. Pause.
All right. Okay. Appreciate you guys rocking with us on a Shoppers John Deere Reaction Monday. In the Loop, Figgy, John, myself, who apparently is Laramie Tunsil, hanging out with you. All right, let's try and see if we can do this. We got a text from the great Sean Pendergast, who is listening. Thank him. He said, this is the ultimate heat check, trying to find out who hooped after yesterday's 34-7 drubbing of the Minnesota Vikings. But you know what? We still going to see if we can do it.
Are
who
we?
Hooped in the course of this game? Like, who at least did their job? Who covered themselves with some level of glory in what was a very disappointing game all the way around? It wasn't just that they didn't get a chance to compete. Like, they didn't compete overall, mm-hmm. right? And so there's a lot of things that did not happen well for your Texans. But we want to still find the people who deserve their salutes and give them to them, right? Is that fair?
We're looking. Actually, I shouldn't say the problem, but the weird thing to me about who hooped today is, like, hooped to me means, like, you were really, like, you really showed up.
Like, oh, he hooped.
Oh,
yeah.
He hooped.
Like, right. Everybody out there playing basketball, but that guy over there hooped.
Right, exactly. No,
so
you're right.
Maybe just today, we could look like, who was all right?
Who was solid? All right, so you know solid? What? I will throw up some possibles, and you guys let me know. Y'all might just be swatting these. I might go 0-for here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and see if I can get this over.
Yeah.
Can I interest you in a Tim Settle?
Oh, you know what? He might be the leader in the clubhouse.
Tim Settle hooped. Tim Settle, a couple of sacks from the middle of the defensive line. Like, mm-hmm. I thought that was super important when it came to applying pressure to Sam Darnold. Like, that was going to be a thing that if you were able to get him to do, get into the lizard brain, as mm-hmm. I like to call it when it comes for quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
it was getting after him. Tim Settle absolutely got home a couple of times, which that is not something to be scoffed at in the NFL. You get a couple sacks in a game, you did something special.
No, and
so
it
I
want to
give Tim Settle his
credit. And it wasn't just, garbage time stuff either. But, no, I'll give you that one. I'll even give him a hooped.
Hey! Congratulations, Tim Settle, you hooped in the course of that contest. I was actually just looking this up as I was looking for some of those defensive stats. Apparently, and I don't know if it just felt like it because of the course of the game script,
mm-hmm.
but when you remember that the defense actually held their own a decent amount, you just weren't putting up points. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., again, these guys on the edges, they hooped in some degree, or like 7 pressures apiece, which was tied for the second most on the week. I think the only person who had more pressures was what's my guy's name?
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah, Jadeveon Clowney for the Panthers.
Yes, that Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah. That was only due with more pressures on the day. So, like, I did want to give some credit because, again, the pressures was going to be super important. Getting into Sam Darnold's kitchen was going to be super important in trying to make that if you were going to be successful. And you saw them at least at some points during this game. I think it was early second half. You saw them at least hold this Vikings offense, who seemed to be running away, running around like they was pot on this defense early on in this game. So I did want to give some credit to them. The hooped, no hooped, nah.
How do you feel about hooped when it comes to Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson? Because I think they were on the brink of it, but just like they were on the brink of making big plays. I mean, they had some sacks, but, like the pressures were very good, but they didn't really necessarily like finish the job. I think they were kind of in the neighborhood of hooping. In the neighborhood of hooping.
I appreciate all the fine folks who are giving me credit for pulling Tim Settle here. I'm holding that one up. I got one, all right, as we continue to see if we can find out who hooped or even got close to hooping in mm-hmm. the course of that 34-7 loss against the Vikings. Somebody said moral victory Monday. I just want to make sure that at least we appreciate the people who played well. Like, we don't want to forget that situation. Somebody said, Reggie, what are you talking about? Nobody did their job. There were some people from the 832 that said, Mr. Consistency, John Weeks. Every week. And then somebody else said Tommy Townsend was getting that work in with them punts. That's probably not a good one. All right, hey, how about this one? Can I interest you
mm-hmm.
in Cam Akers? I mean, RB1.
Early. Can we just separate it? Like, maybe first and early second quarter, he seemed to have a little bit of something going.
And the re-
and then the penalties and everything, you know, kind of dismantled that.
Right. And yeah. I mean, like, they weren't in a situation to be able to run the ball like that anyways. But yeah. of the, like I mentioned, of the 11 design runs that the Texans had, 8 of them, there was contact with the ball carrier behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And we saw some of what Cam mm-hmm. Akers, what we saw in the preseason, some of the things that made us excited about him possibly being RB2
yeah.
was that he went out there, he hit that spin button a couple of times
yeah.
on one of them plays. Like, he was able to take not blocked up great runs
yeah.
and, you know, get positive runs out of them. I thought that was beneficial.
I will say this. When I was putting together my passing thoughts watching this game, early, now I deleted this one ultimately, but and you'll hear him at noon. But early on, I did write down one of my passing thoughts. Cam Akers has a real knack for this blocking scheme.
He does.
He has a knack yeah. for it. So I'll give you that one. Not hooped, but.
Played well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm still holding on to that Tim Settle hoop. That one is.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, 281, you with me. Can we get some love for British Brooks? Fullback British Brooks, right? Called into duty mm-hmm. because obviously Brevin Jordan out for the rest of the season. And hate to see that happen. Your tight end room mm-hmm. kind of shifted a little bit. So Cade Stover not in a situation to do as much of that fullback stuff.
Yeah.
British Brooks steps into that role and he laid the hammer a few times. Like, you absolutely saw him bring a level of aggression that was good. I'm not even putting forward like the idea of who, but I do want to appreciate British Brooks showing up and showing that he's capable of doing the fullback.
I think that's the way to do it. He was appreciated.
Man, we in the sticks.
We
man.
Are in the sticks.
Try it. I'm trying, brother.
We are in the sticks.
I'm trying.
He didn't necessarily hoop, but you know, he knocked down a big shot. All right, you know.
Hey, like, we could start the fire.
Big Shot Bob type yeah, stuff.
He's Big Shot Bob.
Hey, we could start the campfire with all these sticks around here, man.
All right, man. How about this one? Can I interest you in the best passer on the day for the Houston Texans?
Oh, here we go.
Stephon Diggs. Had a 118.8 passer rating because of that that throw across the field. But no, outside of like the I guess funny part of this, Stephon Diggs was there as a wide receiver, got a whole bunch of targets, made sure to put up those yards in the course of this. Like, I thought that him being a target for this team, especially when you maybe had a few drops in the course of it, like mm-hmm. I thought that was useful for you. And it was good to see him get more active after having a week or a couple of weeks of not yeah. putting up a ton of yards.
Maybe we're, you know, we need to be fair here, because my first inclination was, I'm not going to say he hooped, but he had a very good game. But you know what? Because of the defensive game plan that they had on Nico Collins, and anytime you get double digit receptions is off the charts.
10 receptions, 94
yeah.
yards.
Yeah. So, and pretty good average there. I'll do it. I'll give you that one.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. Yeah.
I mean, he was 1-for-1 with 13 yards, guys. Like yeah. somebody said, best passer on the day was the refs. Yeah, they were throwing that yellow flag all up and down that field, brother. Mm-hmm. They were getting height, getting distance.
They got to ice that shoulder up.
It wasn't flags. Chiefs-like, though. The Texans earned every one of those.
Yeah, nope. They sure did. They mm-hmm. sure did. That was my full complement of players that I was hoping to maybe see if I could get out here. I felt like I was playing spades and trying to walk some jacks. You know what I mean? Like, let me see if I can get this jack to walk right quick. This 10, yeah. can I get that to walk?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's – I felt – and what's tough is I don't think that means that you had dudes that were not capable of playing on this given day, talk mm-hmm. less of over the course of the season. But I feel like, again, that points to the way that the game played out and the fact that you shot yourself in the foot a whole bunch puts you in positions to not have guys play at their highest level. That was the thing that was most frustrating to me.
No, that was absolutely frustrating. You know, we and just to be clear for our listeners who maybe joined us a little later. We don't think anybody in a macro sense hooped. This is just like if you had to parse and you had to, you know, nitpick and find.
I don't know. You get two sacks. Positive. I feel like you hoop, man. I'm just letting you. I'm letting you cook on.
Sometimes
that.
It be days like that when you guys listen to the broadcast. Sometimes mm-hmm. they have these sponsorships, like the player of the game.
We got to find a way to get this in,
and we got the highlight of the game brought to you by this agency or whatever.
I'll tell you who hooped. For sure. Probably better than anybody we've listed already.
Okay.
Andre Ware.
Andre Ware got
Andre Ware hooped.
You got to. Hey, you want to let the people hear how Andre Ware reacted to, was this the first of many Laramie Tunsil penalties in the course of this game?
I believe it was. He hooped.
Yeah, man, he let Laramie Tunsil have it.
As only Andre can. It was awesome, and of course we went in on that earlier today as well. You'll hear it again.
Yeah, you came out.
Here's the give, and they blow the play dead. Looks like a false start on the Texans. Let's find out who.
Before the snap, false start. Offense number 78. It's a 5-yard penalty. Still first
down. Well, he got it out of the way early. Laramie Tunsil.
It's every week, though. I mean, you're a Pro Bowl player. There's no excuse for that. None.
Back to the 15 we go.
That's hooping.
My favorite part is listening in the background of the music playing.
Yeah.
TNT.
My favorite was hearing Mark Vandermeer like, hey, we just got to keep going. Like, at the end, he's like, all right.
Well, he got it out of the way early. Laramie Tunsil.
It's every week, though. I mean, you're a Pro Bowl player. There's no excuse for that. None.
Back to the 15 we go.
Mark, back to the 15, right?
Back to the 15.
Mark was like, all righty then.
Yeah, we got to keep going. 713, the Texans need to have a sit down with Tunsil. They need to have a sit down, a lay down, a throw down, like all the downs. Like,
oh, you will hear us talking about Laramie Tunsil again.
That can't happen again. It simply can't.
I think you should bench him.
We were talking about this in the break, yeah. Myself and Fig, because this is just, again.
True, the bit boss came in here to talk about it too.
Yeah.
I think that. The problem that I have with the possibility of benching him is you bench him to start the game, and let's say that the rookie, Blake Fisher, which is, I mean, it's a possibility, he comes out and doesn't look good. If you have to go back to Laramie Tunsil, does that then not undercut
leverage?
Somebody,
he's right? Got you by the you know what. It's all
and
that.
I don't even know if it's all that, in the mentality of the player, is it possible that the player goes C?
Right? No. Well, you know what? In this case, yes, it's possible. But first of all, I don't think that's going to happen. It could, but I don't think that's going to happen. And I just think the long-term benefit of making this statement, and not like, oh, we're going to sit you a series. No. He's taking Blake Fisher's taking reps every day starting Wednesday at practice. He's going to start the game. And then if something happens down the road where Laramie looks better and all that, then you start him or he earns his position back. But this is beyond the pale, man. I mean, this is beyond, oh, that's just Laramie, ha, ha, ha. No, he's a liability. And he needs to be a message. And again, I'll say this again. You know, what happened in Carolina when they benched after two games the number one overall pick? The quarterback. And by the way, you bench quarterbacks all the time. People call for the benching of high-priced quarterbacks all the time. Why can't it fit in this case with the highest-paid player on the team?
I mean, if it work out good, then nobody's complaining.
Right.
But we don't talk about it when it works out bad, where if you did bench him and then it just go completely south.
But sometimes it works out bad with quarterback. What I'm saying is, like, why is there this double standard? Oh, the quarterback. Look, I get it.
It doesn't always work out bad with the quarterback with the quarterback.
That's what I'm saying. It's like sometimes it doesn't work out good with the quarterback.
Yeah, and we've seen places where they try to go back to that quarterback because it was worse than what it was before. And next thing you know, that coach is out of a job. And that locker room was completely messed up.
Nah, man, I'm adamant about this.
Do you
this.
Feel like it's too early, though?
Was it too early for Bryce Young?
He was playing bad, though, man.
Laramie Tunsil is ending drives consistently.
Yeah, and it's the easy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is indeed the easy stuff.
He's ending drives. Like, they had 3rd and 4 in territory, you know, in Vikings territory. Next thing they know, they have 4 penalties in a row. Now, not all of them were his, and they're punting. He's ending scoring drives. That doesn't play, man. You're a professional football player, and you're the highest paid player on the team. By the way, you're a captain.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a leadership aspect of this. And again,
that's what make it tough for me to bench him right at this moment. Mm. I got to see him again. And like I said, second half, then I'm probably make a move. But it's tough. It's a tough position, man. Yeah.
There you go. It's In the Loop. Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us. Even though the Reaction Monday brought to you by Shoppers is
it went
not,
from who's hooping to benching Titus. I mean, to Laramie Tunsil.
I mean, look, you mentioned more people on the offensive line. Look, he just benched Titus, too. But, I mean, that was a natural progression. If you're looking at who played well, very quickly you get to, oh, there's not a lot. Why is that? Because
that dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amongst others. But there you go. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610 coming up next. Let's talk about what's popping, including what could possibly be Justin Verlander's final start at Minute Maid Park. We'll talk about that more next.